Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace, where we have another exciting topic for you today. Gracious Father, we thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for the program that we will put on today, dear Heavenly Father. I ask you to speak through me, dear Heavenly Father. Move me out of the way, and I ask you to speak through me with this program today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Today, we're going to talk about passing on God's love to everyone. You know, God does not love us so that we can hoard his love for ourselves. He desired that we pass it on to others. By preaching the joy of his love, we improve the life of those around us, and our lives live in the process. You know, when you say pass it on, it only takes a spark to get a fire going. And soon, all those around can warm up to his glory. That means that love, when you're showing it. That's how it is with God's love. Once you experience it, you forever want God's love. You spread his love to everyone, you want to pass it on. You don't want to keep it to yourself. You want to pass that love on to everyone you meet. You know, what a wonderful time it is. Spring, when all the trees are budding, the birds begin to sing, the flowers start their blooming. That's how it is with God's love. Once you experience it, you want to sing it fresh like spring. You want to pass it on to everyone you meet. You know, I wish for you, my friends, whoever listening today, this happiness that I found, you can depend on him. It matters not where you're bound or where you're going. I was shot from the mountaintop. I want my world to know the Lord of love have come to me and you. That's what I'm talking about today. Passing on God's love to everyone. You know, it's contagious once you start passing it. You know, coming from 1 Peter 1:8, although you have not seen Jesus, you loved him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and rejoice with an indescribable and a glorious joy. You know, Jesus said that those who would believe in him without having seen him would be blessed. You know, we get a glimpse of that blessing here in Peter's words of encouragement to the church. It is a blessing to live in such joy. People can work a lifetime to amass money and all the things it can buy without feeling such true joy. Do you really know today what true joy and love is all about? Forget about the material things for a while and just rely in your mind what joy, what love is, and how it would demonstrate to others. Those are my three tag words I'm using today: love, demonstration, and joy. And you know, this doesn't mean we spend all our moments singing ta-la-la-la-la, though it means that even on our most trying days, we land on hope instead of despair, love instead of hate, and peace instead of anxiety. Our joy in belonging to Christ, in having an eternal hope, triumph every trial. You know, Lord Jesus, you say today, thank you for the joy that belonged to you, bringing to my life in you. I have all that I need when I have the love, I have the joy, I have the peace, and everything I need. Hold on a moment. Think about that joy, that love that God has. That, you know how we used to say in the prayer, let that love that runs from heart to heart and breast to breast. We're talking about passing on God's love to everyone. You know, you don't want to think of just your own needs. You want to think of others. You want to give others, let others know about that love God have for you. You don't want to have no selfish love. He didn't have selfish love for us. And when you think about it, that love and that joy, you know, we do not naturally love like God does, but we can desire to grow in demonstration. His love to others, our Christian favor can be measured by our desire to grow in love in spite of the struggles we will undoubtedly encounter. We're going to encounter some struggles on this side, but that don't mean we cannot continue on loving. You know, the growth of Christian life is to be measured by the growth of love. And love itself is to be measured in its progressive states by its restfulness, its undisturbed trust, its victory over every form of fear. And when you think about it, the state of perfect loving is incompatible with distrust. When the heart is first awakened to affection, it is disturbed and agitated. It fluctuates with every shade of hope and fear. When you think about that, the heart begins to love. It's like a bait unto which the star-drawn ties arise. And when you pick up a baby, you show that baby how much you love it. And that baby show you by cooing and everything else. That's what God wants, passing on God's love to everyone. And when we love, it's just like contagious. It can't help but pass on to someone else. So today, we want to talk about passing on God's love to everyone.
Every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, say to
break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There is power. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain.
There's an army rising up.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're giving God praise today because we're talking about passing on God's love to everyone. You know, when you think about through God's eyes, how much he loves us, even our enemies. When we see our enemies from God's perspective, compassion follows. But he have seen the sorrow in their heart that have caused them to behave in such a manner. He longed to reach out to these people and comfort them. And he sometimes used our hands to do it. And that's showing that our hands and our mind and our heart with love. That's where we demonstrate our love and our joy. You know, to love bring happiness, and God wants us to have that. You know, we reflect the goodness of God most when we love others. It is life highest and sometimes difficulty goal. Because a lot of people say, well, I can't love that one. I can't. Yes, you can. God loved us in spite of all the things we did. God still loved us. And, you know, we said we're going to love like God, like Jesus. You know, loving like Jesus is not something that happened automatically. It is not something that's easy or natural. It is learned through the trials of life. You often say, I want to be like Jesus. I want to love like Jesus. Part of me believe it can happen easily. You know, God can wave a magic wand or gray over my life and suddenly I'll be like Jesus. No, reality hit. The other day when I remember how Jesus described in the Bible, he was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrow, and for you know, family with suffering. If I truly want to love him, Jesus, I mean, I must be willing to be despised and rejected, to be subject to sorrow and suffering. This is training ground for loving like Jesus. Each time I respond with love when someone is unloved toward me, I take one step closer to loving like Jesus. You know, recently I did something I believe was loving toward a person in trouble, but another person looked on, decided what I had done was evil and unloving, and she made sure she told me so. You know, I said, well, how dare you tell me I was evil and unloving? I shouted the list of her own faults back to her, and I ridiculed her for her lack of experience as a judge of my action. You know, I let her know I thought you were spiritually blind, rational, or stupid. You know, how did I respond to her verdict of you are unloving by being unloved? How did I respond to her determination that what I and I believe God called good, she was calling evil? You know, we're talking today about passing on God's love to everyone. Everyone may not be ready to receive God's love, but God is love. When he woke us up this morning, automatically you should have said, God, I thank you. God, I love you. God, I pray. Because you didn't wake up on your own. When you think about the love he has for us, he's demonstrating every day throughout our life, through people, through friends, through family. The joy of the Lord is our salvation. When you think about that, how God is, you know, every day, we're going to face tests in love. If I respond in love as Jesus would, I'll pass the test. But if I don't, I fail the test. And I'm saying to you today, Lord, today, I ask that you give not only me, but everyone enough grace to respond to rejection with love, just like you did. You know what they did to you, but he still loved. And you can love. If they crucified him, and he could ask his father to forgive them, for they know not what they were doing. And when you think about it, I have a nice little quote here. Heavenly Father, out of love for me, you have sent Jesus to be my Savior. I am thankful for that. I want to show my love for you by loving my neighbors. Keep me from harming anyone by hand, mouth, heart, or mine. Help me to bear patiently the wrong that others do to me. Grant me a forgiving heart that I may not try to gain revenge. Let no anger though arise in my mind and guard my tongue from angry words. Fill my heart with love for my Savior, that I may show love to others by being kind and helpful to them. Help me to be a good example to others and use my good example to bring them to know Jesus. Guide all my thoughts, words, and action, that all my doing may bring honor and praise to your name, and good to my friends and neighbor. Take us all to heaven in your own good time. Grant these blessings for the sake of Jesus. Let us all show love today. Let us be able to love everyone in spite of whatever they are, whatever, in spite of what they may be going through. God loved us, and there's no way we would be here on this green earth without God's love, without his joy, his compassion, his demonstration of love to each and every one of us. And all we have to do is just love one, ye one another. You know, we are naturally drawn to beautiful, kind, and loving people. Matured love knows how to love those who seem unlovable. And that's what we can do. We can love no matter what. We can love our neighbors as thyself. And when you think of it, remember this. How much does God love you? He loves you enough to let you go. He loves you enough to let you hit bottom. He loves you enough to let you come back to him. He loves us so much that he will run to meet you. That's how much God loves you. Think about that. How much God really loves you. Jesus loved everyone. Jesus loved the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loved the little children of the world. Now, you know, if he loved the little children of the world, no matter what race, what color, creed they are, you know he loves us. He loves us and loves us abundantly. He shows his love for us daily. And that's what we got to do. We got to just want God's love more and more. And I'm going to pray one other song today before we go off.
Marvin,
it's time to move, yeah.
Come on. you what I'm doing.
When you think about love, love is most important. If we want to determine a list of our accomplishments, we need to put up at the top of the list, love. What is the quality of love in our life? That's what God used to measure our lives with, is that love. And you know, when we love Jesus, how we should act become clear, even when we feel tempted to do the least than loving things, we can remember his love for us and follow his example. And in closing for today on our broadcast, coming from Songs of Solomon 8:7, you know, many waters cannot quench the flame of love, neither can the flood drown it. When you think about that, about the love God has for us, you can't help but love. So today, I want everyone to pass on God's love to everyone you meet. It may be somebody on the train, might be somebody on your bus. Give them a smile, give them a nod, and just say, God love you, and so do I. It's not going to take nothing away from you by just letting someone know that you love them. And don't you know, that could be the very day someone might have been ready to take their life. But when you let them know that God loves them, and so do you, and you a total stranger, that going to make them think, wait a minute, why am I going to do what I'm doing when I know my Heavenly Father loves me? And he a total stranger, don't know anything about me, but they love me for me. So just think about that today. Passing on God's love to everyone, from a child to an adult, pass God's love on. And until next week, you all be blessed. Love you from joy and peace. Overseer Sadie Elliott. Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.